And we said, thoughts, result, which binds us in corners. This verse is explained in another place. The verse is Yajnyasi Karmanatra Rupan Karnava. Yajnyasi, Yajna means born. Yajnapati, one name. God has got various names. One name is Yajnapati. So, you have to act for yoga. That is life. The example I gave you the other day, that a soldier is fighting and killing many enemies, are killing many persons, but he is not responsible for this. The same man, when he is not fighting for the country or for the government, if he kills one man, he is hanged. He is weak. Try to understand. So, because he is fighting or killing on the order of higher authority, the government, he is not responsible for all those things. Rather, sometimes he is recognized by giving some medals, or you have killed so many enemies. Very good. And similarly, if he kills outside the world, at home, that is also enemy. Nobody kills, nobody unless the other is his enemy. But in the end, if you argue in the court that in the battlefield I killed so many enemies, I was given recognition. But at home I have killed only one enemy and for which I am going to be hanged. What is this law? This argument will not stay. So, for higher authority is order. If you do something, you are not responsible. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna fought from the beginning, not willing to fight. That was his personal satisfaction. He was considering in terms of his personal satisfaction. But later on, the same Arjuna, he wanted to satisfy Krishna, and he fought, and he became a great devotee. This is the secret of all activities. We are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, our business is to act in such a way that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied. That is satisfied. That is described in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Akakumhi vijasvesha varnasama vibhagata sarvasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosha. This was spoken by Sukha Goswami in the assembly of great 20 persons and Brahmins, and he addressed the Brahmins, Vijasvesha, the best of the Brahmins. The best of the Brahmins, because he is especially addressing the Brahmins. The thing is that unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, It is very difficult to understand what is spiritual life, what is spiritual success. Brahma Janati Ti Brahma. That is also explained. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasochati Nathamthati Namastarvishu Bhuteshu Sarvati Lavati Param. Brahma realization. I am not this body. I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. When we understand this position, then we are liberated from the reaction of power or material activities. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī addressed vigatve, not only brahmana, but the base of it. The base of the brahmana means pushpa. One who knows the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmana means one who knows the spirit distinguished from the matter. Brahma Janati Ti Brahma. But when he understands the Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Krishna, then he actually becomes Brahmana Vishnava. Brahmana should enhance further to become Vaishnava. Therefore, one he Vaishnava, he is already a Brahmana. This is the verse. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī said, oh, the great Brahmana presence here. Brahmana. Tatha, Tungi, Vijas, best of the Brahmana. Tatha, Tungi, Vijas, Krishna, Varnasana, Vibhas. There are divisions. In the human society, there should be divisions of what? The activities for the most intellectual person. That should be a division. That is called Brahmanism. The activities of the politicians and administrators, that is called Kshatriya division. The activities of the mercantile people, that is called Vaishya division. And ordinary workers, they get some salary for serving the master. They are called Shudras. So in this way, everybody has got his duty. The Brahmana has got his duty. The Kshatriya has got his duty. The Vaishya has got his duty. And the Shudras also, they have got his duty. Similarly, Brahmachari, he has got his duty, and the Grihastha, householder, they have got their duties. And Vanaprastha, retired, died, they have got their duties. And the Sannyasi, renowned scholars, they have got their duties. The first division is called Varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And the second division is called Ashra. So, Vedic civilization means Varna and Ashra. The human society divided into Varnas and Ashra. So, everyone has got his particular views. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, Atapungi Vidas Krishna. Oh, the best of the best. Varnasama Vibhāra. Every Varna, caste or division of the society, social division, and Ashrama means spiritual division. Varnasama Vibhāra has a division. So, Sāmaśrita Dharma, everyone has got his duty to do something particular. But, whether he is perfect in discharging that duty, that will be considered when sāmaśrita-sādhanma-sāmaśiddhi perfection. What is that? Parito-dhanam. Whether you are satisfied with the thing or something. But it is very easy to understand. If I am in any office or any place, there is the Supreme Man. So, he by one study, he satisfies the Supreme. The dragon, big Babu said, there is record of study. What kind of study? An employee learning to the establishment, to the government, there is record. And he is the government. That this is the system in our ordinary life. Similarly, the human society, whatever they may do, that is all right. Because everyone has to do something, even war, keeping the body and soul together. But after doing something, the activity should be tested whether by such activity the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Then he is free from the reaction. There are two kinds of reaction of every activity. Pious and impious. The pious activity, that is also bondage. And impious activity, that is also bondage. But above pious and impious activity, there is another activity, which is called devotional activity. If one performs devotional activities, he is above the control of this material nature. The material nature is being controlled by three qualities, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, tamo-guna, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But one who acts on account of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes free from the reaction of these qualities. That is called karmani abhav. Although a devotee is seen that he is very active, but his activity are not like material activity to result in some pious result or impious result. Both of them are born in pious and impious things. So if we become bound up by pious and impious activity, then we have to accept this material body, karma bandha. And material body, as soon as we accept this material body, you are under the laws of material nature, especially birth, death, old age and disease, so you become bound. Therefore, this human form of life is specially meant for to get free from these bondage, birth, death and old age. The people do not understand. Their brain is too packed up with material things that they have become just like animals. They cannot understand. But anyway, unless one understands the spiritual significance of life, he is just like animals. So I am a gokhara, after I have said gokhara. Gokhara means animal. Go means cow and khara means ass. So anyone who is acting on the bodily concept of life, without any spiritual understanding, he is no better than anything. He satisfied that the animal is being sent to the slaughterhouse, he still is satisfied. He does not know that I am going to be slaughtered. I am going to be slaughtered, but I will be simply waiting for being slaughtered. So as the animal goes, the cows are being slaughtered. So the animals have been slaughtered. So everyone without spiritual consciousness, without Krishna consciousness, is to be slaughtered by the laws of Muslims. They do not know. Even just like animals, even if he is slaughtered, he is not sorry. That is the position of the present human society. So there is a great need of this Krishna consciousness movement. People are so fallen Dan relaxkan. Turun to hear about this Bhagavad Gita, where everything is explained. They are living like animals. So it is our duty to have it. That is the basic injunction. Basic injunction is to have it. They are sleeping. In ignorance, it's like when a man sleeps, he is ignorant of everything, what is going on outside. He's sleeping, deep sleeping. So therefore, the basic injunction, Upanishad says, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapavaranagrata. Please get up. We have got this human form of body. Now, you get up and get out of the classes of Cyclops, Dark Factory, and First Factory. They have become so dull that they cannot understand. So, people should be trained on how to lead concentrate, especially in Krishna consciousness. That is all the problems of life. Otherwise, he is committing suicide. That is bhadi kam. Sorry?
You said that if we are performing some activities, we must, that activity must be tested to see if the relation is clean. But what is the test?
See, the spiritual master is clean from Krishna is clean. That you are singing daily, Jasya Prasada Bhagavad Prasada, Jasya Prasada Narasi. If the spiritual master is clean, then Krishna is clean. Then he says, if he is not clean, then he has no other way. Then it is simple to understand. Suppose anyone is working in the office, the immediate boss is the head clerk or the superintendent of that department. So everyone is working. It is satisfied, the superintendent or the head clerk. Then it is still understood that he has satisfied the managing director. That is not logical. Your immediate boss, representative of Krishna, he is the Krishna. Jasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Jasya, therefore the guidance of spiritual master is required. Krishna comes in the form of spiritual master to guide. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Kripa. Guru Krishna Kripa. The Guru Kripa, Marsya Guru, he is Marsya Krishna. So, when both of them are satisfied, then our path is clear. Guru Krishna Kripa, Paya Bhakti Yatan. Then our devotion and sadhu is perfect. So he did not mark this statement in the Gurbhasa. Jasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Jasya Prasada Bhagavati. Just like this movement was started only for the satisfaction of my teacher. He wanted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that this moment should be spread all over the world. So he ordered many of my godbrothers. And these are, he did not order, he wanted. He sent some of my godbrothers to the foreign country to spread that some of the others were not very successful. You are called that. So I thought, let me try this old age. So, the only desire was to satisfy the desire of the spiritual master. So he really helped now his current successful. So this is just a prasada. If he actually, sincerely work under the direction of the spiritual master, that is satisfaction. And Krishna is saying, carry. Any other question? He says, yes, understand, see? So your question is answered? Or any doubt you have? That's all. Very self-finished now? You, at the last class, we had some pizza?
आप किधर जाते हैं?
अच्छा भाड़ा नहीं है।